Well, by default, it's not quite clear when exactly those settings are stored. Probably Windows is waiting for an idle time or something. I still have to find out where it actually happens. But there is a setting that says, enable wait for sync on application start, which makes sure that each time you stop an application, it will immediately store its settings so that if you start it on a different system, that it has the latest settings available. That's especially when you do a demo and want to show it to your manager or something, that you can tell, well, this really works. In practice, it looks like this. I have WordPad that I'm starting on this system. And when I change the size of the WordPad window and close the window and then start it on the other system, it will just pick up the settings that I created here and create a window the same size that I just left here. When I close this window again with a different size, so I make it a little bit bigger, and I close it, it will store the settings to the share. And when I start WordPad on the other one, it will just open it the way I left it on the other system. Just as easy as that. And it works by default for all Windows applications, for Windows itself, and for Office, and for Internet Explorer. If you want to do something else with other applications, you have to create your own templates. So in summary, there is those two technologies. There's ESR, Enterprise State Roaming. Means that you have to start moving to the cloud. It means that you have to have a tenant in Azure AD, that you have set up your synchronization for Azure, that you have set up registration for your clients in Azure. So that can be both AD joint, Azure AD joint. It can be registered by your local Active Directory. As soon as you have that, there's only one setting, and all your users can start roaming their settings in the cloud. UEV, it's now inbox. So there is no installation involved. It's only group policy that you have to configure. And after configuring group policy, you're set. And there is a share that you have to have somewhere on your network. And those two can work together. I hope one day Microsoft will expand the functionality for ESR as well, so that enterprise state roaming will also support Windows 32 applications. But it's not there yet. So currently, you have to combine those two to get a full replacement for your roaming profiles. But we're getting a little bit further. I added this link. The link shows has some documentation on how you should implement UEV. The implementation for enterprise state roaming, well, there is documentation for it, but it's actually only one setting. So I skipped that part of the documentation on my slides. So this is a very short presentation for now. This was not supposed to be here. If you have any input for my session, please do so. And for now, I'd like to thank you very much. Are there any questions? I still have 5 minutes, so if there are any questions, I have a little more time. The start menu itself, I have to check. I will check. Do you have a card or something that I can? I do have a session on the start menu on Thursday, and I will check before that time. So if you come back then, I will try to find how the start menu synchronizes.